and welcome to podcast 345 of Five Star Potential, your weekly football manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Joe, aka Friday Night FM, and Dave, aka Mr. Pink Eye. How are we doing, gents? We good?
Brilliant. It's not as bad as it could have been. So,
well, now we've referenced it, you can use it in the thumbnail to make it look like we beat you up or something.
She's Ulrika Johnson fan account, isn't it?
Okay, winners and losers, gents. Joe, your winner of the week, please, mate.
Poor winner
Don't
of the week.
Don't say Dan Collymore.
No, definitely not. He's a bit of a prick, isn't he? My winner of the week that would be relevant to absolutely anybody. Oh. Come back to me. I've got one.
Okay.
Just come back to me.
Okay. David, your winner of the week. And why is it Jace De Kenia?
Oh, well, yeah, Jace has hooked me up.
Steady.
Also, but I've played a lot of football manager.
I've told you, don't get involved in heroin, mate. It's not worth it.
You'll never outdrink a Scotsman.
Yeah, we made the joke about Keller last week and he messaged me. He appreciated that one. Yeah, I played a lot of football manager. Probably the most football manager I've played, like in between pods, in a long, long time. So I've got a decent save update. So the fact that I'm playing FM is the winner for this week.
Yeah, to be fair, we'll get to it later. But I actually watched a bit of it as well, Dave. You actually streamed it. We had a one-on-one session. I liked it. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Football manager was decent as well.
I wanted just to make sure you weren't cheating again. My win of the week. Gonna have to be Siren. I went out over there to this weekend as it was National Non-League Day, and I've been gifted a shirt and I've been followed by them on Twitter, so now I've got to be careful what I say. So up the non-league teams. Joe, back to you.
Heavyweight boxing, Moses Itouma. Right, this is a guy, I know Dave spoke about the lad from up your way that looks pretty good. You know, the one that dances around all the time. Whitaker. Is his name Ben Whitaker?
Ben Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, he looks good. I love the way he fights.
This Moses kid, mate. Honestly, I've been watching a few of his fights recently. And if you like your boxing, keep an eye on him because he's going to be the next big thing in heavyweight boxing. He's a fast heavyweight.
Oh, exciting. Okay. Awesome. Should we stay with you for loser of the week?
Dave, look at him. He's been KO'd.
The auditions for Roadhouse you're doing, Dave, but you need to change it.
No, I've not. So to be fair, loser of the week is football for me. As we just said before we recorded, so like, I watched the United Liverpool game, FA Cup. Yeah. Other than that, I've just had no interest in football recently. It's just fucking the game's being killed, and I just can't bother with it. And fucking cyclist Twitter. Mate, the amount of cunts I've had to block, mate, it's doing my fucking head in. Elon cyclist pushing, Twitter. Mate, I'll get this cyclist Twitter thing come up on the For You all the time.
Oh, the guy recording himself.
Mate, there's loads of cunts just going, oh, fucking drivers. Da, da, da. Mate, every time I see anything to do with cycling now on Twitter, I just block it. Because it literally gives me the rage. I don't give a fuck about cyclists on the road. But honestly, every time I see videos on Twitter, I feel like I want to just run them all down when I'm driving, so I've literally just blocked them now because they give
apologies to anyone listening to this while cycling.
No, mate, I've got nothing against cyclists.
You're
honestly,
not a big cyclist, you are used to it. Right?
I don't mind having a push bike ride, but mate, I see these videos on Twitter come up, mate. I want to drive into every single one of them I see on the road because the cunts on Twitter fucking just give me the rage.
You know, that's weird because I was actually going to put cyclist as my winner of the week this week because I actually listened to the cyclist Motivate. Podcast this week. Garrett Thomas? I mean, if I butchered his
mate,
name,
it's
Garrett.
A fucking slow week, isn't it? If you're listening to a cycling podcast,
no, but they had Sir Jim Ratcliffe on it, and he spoke really well of football and cyclist, and obviously what he does with cycling. It was really interesting. It had Tom who used to be on Peter Crouch's podcast. Is it Tom?
The Foreskin.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom Fordyce.
He hosts it with Garrett Thomas, and they had Sir Jim on, and it was a really good podcast. But I didn't mention it, and now you mentioned loser of the week. Cyclists, love them. Dave, your loser of the week.
Probably this eye, me because of the eye. But to be fair,
I didn't
saying
see that,
that
one coming.
brilliant. It's a lot better than what it was. I mean, you lot saw the pictures when it first happened. I think you messaged me, Joe, and then Duke FaceTimed me when I was in the pub with a bag of ice on my head. Well, I can actually open it now. I'm worried that I have done some lasting damage up there because it's still very, very painful there. Yeah. But the actual eye itself is all
I don't YouTube. Know if you checked YouTube this week, Dave, or if you could see the comments. But a lot of people said you looked a lot sexier this week. Actually, what? You look like a proper man.
On what? Yeah.
On YouTube, not see him.
Because he looks how he sounds now.
Yeah, you look rough.
Oh, brilliant. On our YouTube.
It's gone down. He's actually like... It's gone down a lot, to be fair. Because the night that you've done it, it was just... It had swollen. It weren't black.
Yeah.
And then, no, it weren't straight away. The when you sent me that first picture, and I was like,
well, if it was a lump, and then by the end of the night, it all travelled down to my fat. But the worst bit is, I think I mentioned it to you on the Thursday, I think it was Friday morning. I got asked by one of the presenters at Sky Sports News to go on the Saturday to preview the Wolves Coventry game.
Good game, by the way. Great game.
Yeah. That was another loser of the week.
They filled their quota of people with black eyes.
Yeah. No, he's like, will you come up? Can you meet me outside Molyneux about 10 o'clock? I was like, yeah, sound buzzing. So then I don't know. I obviously posted the first picture with a lump on my head, and then he messaged me first thing Saturday morning and said, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. And then I posted the second picture with the black eye, and he messaged me saying, yeah, the people at Sky have said you're not coming on TV this morning.
Gone like that. I'll just record like that.
But then I said,
side eye.
Yeah. But then I thought, I was like, shit, I shouldn't have uploaded those pictures. But at the end of the day, even if I rocked up looking like that, we both look stupid. So.
I love the geyser that took the picture of you sitting in the pub whilst the other bloke they replaced
Sky Sports
you with.
Was on in the background.
I love that.
The Sky Sports reporter liked that tweet as well. Yeah.
I got to see that tweet. That's
I'll find
good.
It for you after the pod.
Yeah. That's very good. All right, fair enough. My loser of the week, I'm going to go for it. And Joe tells me off every time I mention it, but Starlink, I hate internet. Internet just does my head in. I've had a bit of a shit week with streaming this week because of the fact I don't have any internet. Well, I do, but I don't. But the in-laws are away, and I'm moving in down there tomorrow, so I can go and stream a bit more. And as the podcast is out tomorrow, because we're recording this on a Sunday night, I've got a 24-hour coming on the weekend down there, so we'll get some business done. So, yeah, if you fancy doing some stuff at the weekend, come on.
What are you actually doing for the 24-hour?
You're doing a 24-hour stream?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's a bit
are you still coming up, Joe?
Yeah.
So we're just gonna fuck about for 24 hours. Just eat. Play Footy Manager.
Why are you streaming for 24 hours?
Because basically when we got promoted from the National South, I literally the first two games of the season we lost the first two, and it was said that if I were to get promoted, I had to do a 24-hour stream, and I agreed to it because I was like, and we're never gonna get promoted. And then we did. So I kept to my word because I'm a man of my word.
Who asked you that? Daniel?
Probably.
Yeah.
My one fan, mate. One fan's been good enough.
Why don't
for me.
You like do it for like a charity, like the 5-Star Potential Foundation or something like that?
Day's Pink Eye Foundation. Yeah. Get money to try and like give you your vision back. I'll be
like, why the fuck's he doing? What's he streaming for 24 hours for?
We'll see how it goes, Joe. We'll just finish after 10 or like 6 or 7 and just go, the internet's failed again. And Joe's just up
on
the FaceTime. Pole cutting it like this.
I'll FaceTime teach.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah.
The other issue is you know, it's still not confirmed yet because I'm on call, so I might have to work, so you never know. We'll see. There might be pictures of me and Joe just playing pool for 24 hours.
You'll go out and call. I'll be sitting there on your stream.
Just fucking everything up.
Right, turn the piss out of physio.
Yeah, he's not there anymore, bless him.
David. I sacked him already.
I sacked him straight away, yeah.
Oh, I meant in real life.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Fuck me, he's giving you a shirt and then I've sacked him.
Yeah, that's why.
It's because he needs the shirt.
Some players got to wear skins next week. Poor fucker. Too fair, if they can put a shirt on that I can barely fit, then fuck me, they shouldn't be playing football. You're safe, Dave. How's it getting on?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I've done a lot on there. I think I said sort of last week I wanted to be in a situation where by the next pod, which is obviously today, I'd either wanted to have won another trophy or left Bragantino, and I done one of those. Neither. And actually, yeah, and unfortunately, it's not the trophy. So yeah, so basically, I've had a major update. So I think I've gone about 12 months in, you know, further on since the last pod. So obviously, I was at Red Bull Bragantino in Brazil, doing really well, built a really strong team. Started off really well in the league. So that was the 2031 season. Started off really well in the league. Smashed the Sao Paulo State again. Unfortunately, lost out in the quarterfinal, which wasn't a biggie. Started off in the Copa Libertadores. Smashed through my group. And it took in the league up until about 15, 20 games in before I lost a game. I was doing really, really well. Got into, obviously, the knockouts of the Copa Libertadores, playing a team called Union de Santa Fe, obviously from Argentina, thinking, you know, we should get through this tie. Lost 2-1 away, despite dominating the game. And I thought, going back to Brazil, we should be sound. Ended up losing 1-0. And that obviously really pissed me off, because I thought, we've done so well here. Then into the Copa Libertadores second round, where, you know, that's about halfway through the season. And I thought, I can't be asked to go for another season. I've then got to do, you know, everything again. So I walked. Left them obviously in a very good state, because in terms of the club, they were top of the league. I'd built a really nice team. And then they ended up actually brought in Carlos Tevez, who, look, he didn't lose many games, but look, he drew so many matches. Like in his first... roughly in his first, what's that, 11 games, he drew 7 of his first 11 matches. So I'm sure they bottled the league in the end. Now, in regards to my next journey, I was looking at a few teams, and quite quickly after, a team in the top division in Korea popped up, Yeonbuk Hyundai Motors. So they were a pretty well reputable team. They were favourites to win the league, but when I joined, they were sort of 10th out of 12 teams, but they were still in the Asian Champions League. The league runs a little bit weird from the Korean side of things, because the Champions League starts like right at the end of their season. So basically, you have to qualify for the Champions League, you almost have to do it close to 12 months before. So although we were struggling in the league, they'd already qualified for the next season's Champions League. So I did quite well with them last season, had a pretty decent finish, although we finished, it's a little bit like the SPL, where sort of towards the end it will split the top six and the bottom six, and we were seventh at the time. So the board were really upset, because obviously we couldn't end up finishing in the top four, because we were playing against the bottom six teams. Did really well, got through pre-season, and I built a really strong team. So the rules in Korea as well with foreign players is quite difficult. So I took a little bit of time to get my head around that, and built a really, really solid team. So we started the Champions League, you know, with this one. Again, had a few teams to play, got through the group stage. I think I played, the group stage I would have played at the end of last season, smashed through that. And the start of this season was the knockouts. So I beat Ulsan Hyundai 3-0 on aggregate. I got quite fortunate, because they were all Korean teams, really. I was getting in the knockout stages. Beat Gangwon FC 3-2 on aggregate. And then I got into the semi-final, where I was playing a team called Pohang Steelers, who again are in the Korean League. And I beat them 5-4 aggregate, which sent me into the final. Now, when you look at the previous winners of the Asian Champions League, it's predominantly the Saudi teams, which is dupe what you said, I think, from day one, really. Unless if I was going vanilla, like a vanilla database, it was going to be very, very difficult to win the Champions League. So I got Al Ittihad, and I thought, shit, like, this is going to be really, really difficult. Looked at their team. There were some good players. You know, they had Victor Gyökeres, who we spoke about on the podcast a few weeks ago when we were talking about the new update. Ramsey from Villa, who's a really, really good midfielder on it. David Carmo, who's a really good centre-half in FM, and then had a good Brazilian goalkeeper as well. And I was actually in Discord with Dupe. I ended up streaming the games. And the first leg away, it's a two-legged final, first leg away in Saudi Arabia, we drew 1-1. They took an early lead, quite dominant, but we grew into the match and ended up scoring an 87th-minute equaliser. And going into the second leg, back in Korea...
Hang on, you're not... That was proper limbs as well, because... They were all over your first half, and then you got in and you had a couple of chances, and it was a really good end to the game, I'll be honest. And your limbs did go, I thought you were going to hit your other eye.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about the transfers in a sec as well, because I've missed out some pretty big information in regards to the transfers. But yeah, we went into the second leg. So bearing in mind at this point, I'm smashing through the league. I'm like doing so, so well in the league. Second leg, again in Korea. Al Ittihad take the lead, really against the run of play, because we started off really, really strong. They scored in the 11th minute, and then we were just battering them all game. And in the end, I bring on this young kid at left wing. He comes in at the back post, taps in, 1-1. So it goes to extra time. But at this point, I've got no real quality on the bench. Our team is knackered. And they score in the 102nd minute, David Carmo from a free kick. I think he's huge. I think he's like 6 foot. Yeah, 6 foot five. So he has a header, initially saved by the keeper, and then he ends up tapping it in. So we just had no juice at the end and ended up losing 2-1 in the second leg and ultimately 3-2 on aggregate. So I was gutted.
Oh, tears. So, you were close to tears.
But then, like, I looked at it and I thought, I was smashing it. So I knew I'd win the league. And I said to you, dude, I said, I might just stay till the end of the season. And you said, yeah, but what? In the grand scheme of things, what's a league title going to do? You know, yeah, look okay on the CV or whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm there to win Champions League trophies. But for me to qualify for the Champions League, I'd have to wait until October to win the league, and then it'd be another few months till the next group stage starts again. So it'd be another 12 to 18 months before I'm actually going to get another opportunity to, you know, to enter the Champions League again. But what, yeah, a few things that I didn't know was the transfers. So one of the first, they had a nice bit of money, to be fair. One of the transfers, I actually reunited with Mr. Peters from Supersport. So obviously, if you've been listening to the pod for, you know, a couple of months, remember he was an absolute bagsman for me in South Africa. I looked at him for in Brazil, to be fair, and he just never, you know, I had really good forwards for Bragantino. So I signed him for 700k, and he started off quite well, but there were certain games, like the, I think I looked at this before, where he doesn't, he's not a big game player. So it just shot, he was awful in the Champions League games, especially the finals.
6.3 he played in that second leg. Yeah, and I think you took him off after a while. I think
he wasn't a
fairy tale.
No, I think one of his first league games, he scored an own goal. He got sent off in another game as well. There was one game we won 1-0, and he came off the bench, scored, and got sent off. And thankfully, we held on. So, it wasn't the greatest of reunions, but he did what he needed to do. And like I was saying earlier, the league rules in Korea are really strict with foreign players, and then you've got to hit a certain quota on your bench as well. You need a player under 2021 starting.
So frustrating.
It's difficult. So I had to do a lot of searching, even players that were foreign but had like South Korea as a second nationality, for argument's sake. And I did that. I built a really, really solid team overall. And like I said, I would have smashed the league. But ultimately, I wanted to leave, try and win Champions League sooner rather than later. So that was, when was that, dude? Thursday night. We're at Sunday now. I've not really played it since Thursday, to be fair, but just been searching a little while for new jobs. Nothing has come up yet that sort of tickles my fancy. There's Juventus and AC Milan all available. So we're in June at the moment. So June 2032. So, you know, just before the 32-33 season. Juventus and AC Milan are there. Yeah, I'd be tempted to take on those jobs, and I could get those jobs with the reputation that I've now got. But ultimately, I look at the Champions League winners. No Italian side has won it since I started the save. Financially, Juventus are just awful. So I'm just waiting for the next job. I think in the back of my mind, I probably should have stayed in Bragantino and just given it another year because I had built a really nice team there. But ultimately, I think whoever I take on, unless I'm very, very lucky and can just walk into a job that is still in the Champions League latter stages, I think I might have to just accept that my next team might have to be sort of a 12 to 18 month, you know, challenge where I need to build them up, almost like I did with Supersport, build them up and then, you know, give it a proper crack from there on. But I think ultimately, Brazil, Mexico, or sort of Japan, South Korea is going to be my next job, I think.
I think Japan's a place for it, Dave. I think that Asian one, Japan's got to be the way to go. A little tip for people that do go over and do Korea or Japan, you've got to hit that target. They've got some really good new gen goalkeepers, so just go and hit a young new gen goalkeeper, and that just ticks two boxes before you go.
So with South Korea, you have to, I don't know if it's the same in Japan, you have to have a South Korean goalkeeper.
Yes.
And I was very, very lucky that Yeonbuk, that had I had the South Korea number one, and then my backup goalkeeper probably would have been, what are you laughing at? My pronunciation or no?
Okay. Fucking hell, man.
I'm not even gonna look. I was the South Korea number one was my goalkeeper, and the backup, who would have probably been the second best goalkeeper in South Korea, I had both of those anyway. So that's the most difficult thing really, but you're on a level playing field. I thought that would hold me back in the Asian Champions League, but it was, we did quite well. So I think I'm looking at a couple of teams in Japan. I think, is it Vissel Kobe, the one that Podolski used to play for?
That's good.
The job, that manager's unstable in his job at the moment. So I might look at that. But to be fair, I only quit the job in Korea maybe a month ago in game. So still plenty of time to go.
I mean, I personally would recommend Antlers. That's who I won the Champions League with. And then Osaka's the one that I won the league with. But if you get one of those top teams in Japan and just back room in their facilities are fantastic, mate. And they do bring out some incredible young talent that you can just, it doesn't take long either, you know, and they're about. So, yeah, man, I think Japan's the only way to go in Asia because that Saudi is tough, you know.
Yeah, I'm just looking now. There's one job in the J League available. You know, I think it's Shimizu S Pulse. But again, I think they've only just got promoted to the J1 League. There's a few teams still there, but I'm just waiting. Antlers are on there, to be fair.
Yeah, get there. And get there, man.
They're pretty good as well. I'll just have a look where they finished last season. But yeah, they finished 12th, so I'd have to have a really good finish this season to even qualify for the Champions League the year after. So I don't know. I'll keep an eye on it, but I'm sure the right job. I was hoping that because we're in the like knockout stages of the Copa Libertadores now. Yeah. I was hoping that even an Argentinian team or Brazilian team manager would lose their job, but nothing happening as of yet. But
the problem is the longer you take, the better that these Saudi teams get because they get more and more money and they're just bringing more and more talent and they're bringing their reputation up and it gets harder and harder. For example,
I was looking at because when you were saying that, I was like, no, I'm gonna get battered. Like, I was looking at the Al Ittihad team for argument's sake, but Al Ittihad have got Yonbu Hyundai Motors. They'd got to the final the year before I joined, and then I got to the final with them as well. And I looked at the previous winners. Like Al Ittihad obviously won it, but it is predominantly Saudi sides. But there were one or two years where teams like a Japanese team had won it as well. So it's doable. Like, I'm just looking now, they've got good players, but other than that, the Saudi players are all greyed out, so they're not actually that great. So you can compete with them if you've got a solid 11 overall, I think.
I mean, I don't know if you can remember. I think we were sat in a call talking about it with the Saudi in mind, and like they had Kimmich, Mane, De Bruyne, and like they're old, but like they were so good, some of the teams. And the only thing I had against them was I just had pace, and that kind of countered the fact that they were old and slow. But man, it is tough. They do get tougher and tougher, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't know who else there is.
Is what year are you in now?
Al Ittihad are the best team. I'm 2032. I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Al Ittihad have got those players that I just mentioned. I was just going to see.
Eight years. You're going to start getting rid of some of these players that you just, and you're going to get people you just don't know. And this is where it gets quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, but Al Ali as well have got some good players like Oyarzabal, for argument's sake. But a lot of them are not fit physically. They're just not quite there. Ben White as well actually is playing for them. So they've got good players.
He didn't refuse that team, though.
Yeah. But it's predominantly grade out players. So if you've got a solid 11, which is what I built in Japan, you've got a chance. But yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't to be. So yeah, hopefully next pod I'll have a positive update. I hope a positive update. Did quite well, but
same.
That's good. Yeah, same. I'm guessing that means that we just move on, Joe. Or
move
not,
on.
Not feeling
same,
it.
Same.
Not feeling it.
I haven't played it. I loaded it up, took a screenshot, and then turned it off.
A lot of people are asking, so I had to ask because I get asked? Told off if I don't. Oh, there's been a lot. There has actually been
people
a lot.
People ask on YouTube a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, it does. Everyone loves a Joe update because you talk so well about it. So,
when will it be back, Joe? Or are you just not feeling the game? Or
I just can't be asked to play at the moment. Just need to get the spark back.
So would that be a new save, or would you? Or you just
no,
not
mate,
at
no,
all
definitely
sure?
Would a save. I just can't be asked to play FM.
Yeah, I just want you to win a Champions League before Mad does.
Be difficult.
I think Joe could win the Champions League. I could complete the Pentagon. You could win it with Cirencester and
Mad will still be shit with him.
Before Mad even finishes his current season.
That's the only thing that's keeping me going with the fact that, like, I don't think we'll win it at Siren, don't get me wrong. But like, if Joe can't win it in the 7 seasons he's been in Portugal, because that's tough, there's no way Mad's going to do it in Sweden.
I mean, I've done 10 plus seasons in Portugal.
And how far have you got? What's the furthest you got?
I think I got to a UEFA Cup semi-final, but then Champions League has been like quarterfinals, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have to spend all of my money to build a fucking elite squad, which just isn't how you build a squad in Portugal. No. I could do it. I could go and buy fucking all the best players in the world now.
Oh, yeah, because you've got lots of dollar. Yeah.
That's what I said to Mad. Like, it'll be interesting if, because obviously we don't really speak much to him about it, like, in the week, but on the next pod.
Shit, where is he?
Well. Oh, Mad, you're on mute, mate.
That's probably your best one you've done in a while, Dave.
He's off playing Newcastle podcast, isn't he?
Yeah. But like, on the last time, was it last time he was on? He was talking about how he had all this money, he wasn't spending it. So I'd be interested to see what he's done with it then.
Yeah, well, we'll see. He needs a move.
Why is the new chest of drawers or something?
Maybe.
IKEA Shagger.
Okay, we're going to quickly jump to Cirencester. We're doing really well. So we just got promoted to National League. We kind of dropped that on the last week's pod, and we've been doing a bit of a tough preseason. Again, it's just we're having that conversation where we're trying to build a new team every single season, and it's getting tough. We've brought a couple of players back that we used to have. So Ellis Lehan, which is a striker from Torquay, ex Tottenham player. He did an absolute killer last season. He scored 24 goals and 6 assists in 38 games in the South. We've brought him in on loan. But we brought a couple of others in. So, for example, Bradley Dack, we've managed to pull across. He was actually at Hibs. He got signed from Sunderland in the 24-25 season for $2.3 million. And then two seasons later, he went to Hibs in the Scottish Premier League, and then came down to us in the National League. It really does speak levels for the Scottish Premier League. And we also picked up Alfie May, which not many people might not know who Alfie May is, but
scruffy
Alfie May
bastard.
He's a scruffy bastard. He bagged it at Cheltenham last couple of seasons IRL. Wow. He's then gone to Charlton. And then we picked him up on a free. And he's really not done it. I thought he would do a lot better than that. But he's not really done it. That's probably the only players people would probably know now, because it is getting quite tough and we're getting more and more new gens. We picked up an Irish new gen from Portsmouth on loan that we've been trying to pick up for a couple of seasons. He's just not been interested, and he's eventually come over to us. So he's been doing okay. But as a whole, we've been doing pretty good. After 29 games, we are currently sat second behind Torquay United. We're 2 points behind Torquay, having lost 6 games, drawn 3, and we've won 20. My target's been hit. I just wanted to stay up this year. And I know that sounds like stupid when we're sat in second, but I think we are very much fighting above where we should be. And previous to this morning's stream, we've been on fire. I think we won like 14 games in a row, or we haven't lost for 14 games. And then it all come crashing down in today's stream where we got battered 4-1 twice and we lost 5-4 as well. The FA Cup, we've had a bit of a good run. We actually played Peterborough United at home in the second round, and we got a 0-0 draw to them. Peterborough are top of League One, and they've got Wayne Rooney as their manager. And so that was quite exciting. And we then lost to them in their place. But a sellout is always good for us because we earn a hell of a whack from that. And we're still in the FA Trophy, which I think personally this year, it's probably something that we should look to try and win, because if you don't know, the FA Trophy is like the Vanarama National League and below. So we should, if we're second in the league, we should be looking to try and win that. And that is a trip to Wembley. It's a trophy. And obviously, if you know, Cirencester have never got close to winning that. So that would be really cool. But we are struggling a little bit because we don't have the money that others do, and I always say this on the save, right? We don't have the money, but we don't have the money that others do, and I've got a very good 11. And when all of my 11 are not injured, not suspended, we've got a good team, and I'm very happy with it. The issue that we've got is we just don't have the rotation, and we're playing Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and I need to rotate. And I just don't have the ability to rotate, which then causes tiredness, players coming in that aren't good enough, and we are kind of coming to the end of where potentially doing the fact that we're buying new players in every single season and getting them in on a one season deal and then getting rid of them.
Is have you just tried playing them?
Sorry?
Yeah. Have you just tried playing them when they're fucked?
Yeah, and they just fucked. They get fucked and they're just crap. They're terrible when they're tired. And that's where we're losing. You know, we've won all these games and we're doing really well. We didn't concede for four games, and then we lost 4-1 against teams that are mid-table. And that is just solely that they're all on red hearts and they're just all completely, absolutely shattered. And then I changed that for one of the Chester game, and I put a load of, like, our back four was just made up of two right backs and two left backs because they were full health, and we won 1-0. But as soon as we start playing, like, it just comes to the second half of the game. We're fine for the first 50, 60 minutes. And in that last 30 minutes, we just concede 5-6 goals. It's just mental. But I'm hoping, we haven't got many games left now. And like, if we lose to Gloucester, which is in the fourth round of the FA Trophy, then potentially we've literally just got the league to work on. And that way, hopefully it's just kind of going to fold out as the odd Tuesday and mostly Saturdays. We haven't got many games to go. It's only 23, so it's only 46 games. So we've got 17 games to go. And at the moment, we are 20 points clear of eighth position, which is out of the playoffs. So we have a really good chance of being in the playoffs and then potentially getting into League Two. The issue with getting into League Two is I've got $400,000 in the bank, and we have to be professional to get into League Two. And apparently it costs a lot of money. I didn't know it cost £1 million, but apparently it costs £1 million to go professional. Don't know if you know that. Don't know if that's a real thing or whether that's just an FM thing. But all the teams around me are professional. Torquay, for example, Walsall, Southend United. Actually, semi-professional. I lie. So yeah, it's tough. It's really tough, but it's something that hopefully we can get the end of the season done, work out where we're going to be, for me, the target's done. We're staying up, and then hopefully we can build on that. But it is tough when we're trying to recycle and change the whole team dynamic throughout the whole of the save, and it's you're going to run out of luck sooner rather than later, and I think we might be soon.
Have you got to change much tactically, Dupe, over the last couple of years, or...?
I'll be honest, I started with just a simple 4-4-2 in the first couple of seasons, and then we've gone for just a 4-2-2. And I have two DMs in button in my back four to try and stop us conceding. And then I kind of just like... So I have like six defenders and four attackers. And then if we're playing somebody a little bit better, we'll drop the attack mid-wingers to winger support just down next to the centre mids. But that's about as much as we do. The one thing I do find is we have pace up top, and playing counter as soon as we win the possession, that route one seems to be very effective for us. It doesn't really show nice football and the nice way to play the game, but it is doing quite well. We ping the ball over the top. The only issue that we have got is we don't really have two out and out wide players up front. So we have been dropping from one of the inside forwards into a shadow striker. So at the moment, Bradley Dack is playing as a shadow striker. He's got the movement of a fridge, but apart from that, he's pretty decent. So we have made little tweaks as we go, and we've got like ways of being more attacking if we need to. You know, we'll put an extra striker in, and we'll put everybody up and play almost a 4-3-1-2, or a 4-3-3. But we can also play more defensive if we need to, almost mirror what I used to do with the highlight killer and just drop everybody back and just have that lone striker up top. And it does seem to work.
Dupe and three up top again.
Wow.
I was going to say, Bradley Dack's a weird one because I think he used to be a baller in FM. I think it might be longer ago than I thought. When he was at Gillingham, I used to always look to sign him on Football Manager because he was a really good young English player. But I think his career has gone... He's having a lot of injuries. And his career could go like that in the future, to be fair. Although, I think he's married to some reality star or something now. So that's probably where his career will go. Being doing ITVX shows all the fucking time. So.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's with that... I think it's Olivia Attwood. She was on Love Island a long time ago, but she's done quite well for herself now, doing reality shows and stuff. They had one about their wedding, the whole fucking like three-part series on it. So if you want to know more about your new signing, mate,
watch it. You watch Love Island, right?
I don't watch Love Island, but I have seen bits of the...
That, you can't watch show. Much with that eye. Yeah, do you know what? It is strange, and it's funny how you do see these players dropping down, and we do come across players as you're playing, like, and you see these names, and you... Like Jadon Dans, who's the Liverpool striker, tipped to be very highly rated. He's at Torquay. You know, like he played for Liverpool for one season and like in the Premier League, didn't make a single appearance, and he just went to Torquay, and he's not really doing much there. And it's for example, Harry Arter's manager of Torquay, staying on with them, like. And it's just really weird lineups, and you just see these strange little things that it's just you'd only see in FM. And it just seems very strange and weird.
I think that's the beauty of FM now. And Joe's probably got it in his save as well, being, you know, so far in. But as I've been looking for a job, I think Thomas Frank got one of the jobs in Germany. I thought, oh, has he just left Brentford? And he was at Brentford 2 years in game, and then he'd been at Manchester United for a few years as well.
That's mental.
And there's just like, there's loads of, you know, loads of things like that. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd jump off the top of Old Trafford if that was a fucking fair. I cannot stand that.
Do you
that,
like him or not? Oh, no, I'm not a big fan.
I think he's an absolute clown.
No, Frank.
No, Frank.
Yeah, since Ten Hag on here, they've had Simeone, Zidane, Thomas Frank, Deschamps, and they got Marcelino now.
Yeah, that's cool. So
a few, and none of them have won a league title.
Yeah, shock. Yeah, like Julian Arca is... the South Shields manager. So the guy
that's,
used to play...
that's in real life. He's still...
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Like he's the manager of real life. They've not done anything but sit in the same league and been absolutely shite. Yet and he's still the manager and he's just like... They're loving it. They're loving life with him.
I don't know. I was just going to see if there's any other like random... So you got the old like Enrique is the Arsenal manager. I was just seeing if there's anyone any good in the Prem. Matt Gray, Bournemouth manager. He's the Sutton United manager in real life at the moment.
As we're talking about that day, we got and Football Manager, we got Michael Duff at Sunderland in the Premier League on my serve.
This is a good one. Chelsea manager, Chicharito.
No, little pig.
Yeah, so he'd retired at LA Galaxy, went on to be their manager, managed at Real Salt Lake, joined Real Sociedad, and now he's the Chelsea manager.
Fair play.
Phil Neville at Sheffield United.
Mate,
these are all Prem managers. Neil Harris at Sunderland. Well, AVB at Leicester.
I do have a bone to pick with you, Dave. On our save, we tried to sign you. You're at Derby at the moment. You're a left back. You're a young Irishman at 19 years of age in my save. You look pretty useful for my sort of level. So kind of National League, League Two, League One. And I think actually you'll be pretty good because for some reason it says physically you're actually pretty quick. I've seen you do step overs. You do not have that agility in the locker. but you just wouldn't sign for us. You just would not sign for us. And then you've gone to Woking, which are in League Two.
Woke.
To be fair, you've played 18 games. You've played an average rate of 6.66. However, the funniest thing is we found you on stream and we're talking about it on stream and Joe pops up. I got a little message in my Discord and Joe's like, changes in face, his face in game to the one with the black eye.
Where did you forget? Did I send you that photo? Because I looked at that photo. I don't even know where I've seen that photo from.
I think he's in Discord, and then I've done like a 15 second edit of taking your thumb out like that. That's why you got a wonky neck.
Oh, is that the one I sent when Mad asked what had happened?
Probably, yeah. But it was just, and then like, I'm trying to do it nonchalantly in the background, and I'm trying to do it all, and I'm like, oh, let's go and have a look. Oh, hang on, I just got to reset my crack cash. Let's just go and have a look at Dave as a party again in there.
That was a week ago, that picture. I'm just looking at it. Yeah, that's mad how much better my eyes.
And then obviously we tweeted out and tried to play it cool, but it was Yeah, it was good. So
I don't get that Irish thing though, because I've seen that on saves before, but no part of my family is Irish. And I don't know why it keeps happening in game. Yeah.
No, I told him. My argument is that actually Mad is your dad.
Could be that. Also,
how disappointed would you be?
But I have asked Football Manager plenty of times that if they could put Malta as my second nationality, and they still haven't done it. So how is Irish popping up?
It says here, nationality Irish. You've had 8 under 21 caps, but your other nationality is England. You're based in England. You're outspoken, volatile and confrontational.
That's why I got black.
Literally, the complete opposite.
Sounds like that now. To be fair, Dave,
I'm still waiting on my save. I want to get to a point where I'm managing in Europe, because the guy on my save, he's still unbelievable. He's still at Real Madrid. He's like the starting left back for Real Madrid now.
Is it?
23 years old, 5 caps for England. He's Irish on mine as well. He's Irish on mine.
It says here that you're pros, Dave. Your pros is that you have a second nationality. Scraping the barrel. On your cons, it says step overs, passing, and vision, which is quite fitting.
It's like step overs, is it? I was going
to
say.
But it says here, Dave, I've gone on to information, right? And it just says, relationship with you, just says, thinks you're a dickhead. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. It's on point.
I don't know why is my other nationality Irish as well.
That's something you're going to have to take out with Football Manager, Dave.
Can I sue me?
Sue?
Yeah.
Who's Sue?
Speak to Man United. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I just noticed now, by the way, Juventus are actually licensed. I didn't even clock till the other day.
Zebra.
Yeah, they're actually.
I noticed on one of the YouTube video comments, someone wanted to know about the disappearance of Nerd. Never explained. So do we not explain it, or do we just say in July last year he disappeared? Come back in October, said he was really busy, didn't turn up till December, and went, can I come back? We said yeah, and then we still haven't fucking heard from him.
I think explaining it's always good, but I also think the mystery behind it, because it's always quite nice just to have the mystery, right?
He's dead. He's probably getting his knob wet, isn't he?
People still think Raz is dead after the Rip Raz movement. Do you remember that when Raz just disappeared for 12 months and just randomly turned up in the Discord again?
And the most shocking bit was he just turned up and like nothing had ever happened.
Yeah.
Now he's shagging a streamer. Good on him.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, he used to slag us off all the time, and now there you go. I think Nerd will be back when Nerd wants to be back, or when we decide he can be back. We're holding him. He's probably like in a cell. Maybe he might have got arrested or something. Actually, no. Nerd would never get arrested, would he?
Hard drives.
Okay.
He's had a few of them.
If he's been playing FM24, we'll have to have a Curty type cameo episode from him.
To be fair, I was meant to text Curty. He was meant to be on this episode.
And this is why people don't come back on the pod.
Yeah, it's my fault. Absolutely my fault. So
Teach left, Dupe's fault.
Teach left,
Dave left, Dupe's fault.
Yeah, Dave came back, Joe's fault.
Left, immigration's fault.
Okay, I think that's all like any other business. I'll
try and leave. Dupe's fault.
Yeah, I'd bring you back. I said I'm not doing it without Joe. Didn't say the same thing about Matt, though. Who? I think that does nicely bring us to a close when I can find the script. There you go. That does actually bring episode 345 to a close. No quiz this week. Mad was meant to do one and he's not turned up. That's not our fault. You can find the links for each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com, where you can find all the latest Football Manager content. 5-Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our popular podcast apps and platforms, with a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks.
Adios.